The gradual path of degradation. How did we become so impure? As the Lord explains in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 3, text 37, it is lust only, Arjuna, which is born of contact with the material modes of passion and later transformed into wrath, and which is the all-devouring sinful enemy of the world. Because lust causes us to lose our sanity, we often behave in ways beneath our original nature, and then our lust becomes compounded with anger. Let us see how this works. If we do not give and receive love in a natural way that is in alignment with our spiritual birthright, our love turns into lust, which forces us to act in ways that we would not normally accept. Because we feel forced, we become depressed, demoralized, and unfulfilled, and consequently, we become angry. Deep down, we know that lust can never fulfill us, but we become addicted. It is a vicious cycle. The more we give in to lust, the more we grow accustomed to it, and the greater become its demands. It is similar to taking a drug. At first, we may yield to temptation just to see what will happen. We may even have to force ourselves to tolerate such a damaging substance. But after we become habituated, we begin to enjoy it. Eventually, we find that we need more of the drug to get the same level of stimulation as before. Lust is like that. The more we succumb to it, the more it takes control, until finally we no longer engage in sinful actions for the pleasure, but just to avoid the pain. For example, someone who smokes a cigarette for the first time may feel sick, and a person taking a first drink often does not like the taste. Do you remember trying these substances? When you took your first cigarette, you probably huffed, puffed, coughed, choked, or lost your breath. Most likely your first drink tasted terrible or made you feel nauseated. However, if you kept smoking or drinking, you may have started liking the taste and enjoying the side effects. We become quickly conditioned to these habits because they are socially acceptable, even cool, and because we experience a state of altered consciousness that makes us feel more relaxed than usual. Eventually, our lust takes control of us to the point that we become addicted to the experience and cannot easily give up these substances. We do not realize that lust has seduced us into a dependency that will ultimately destroy our health and well-being. In the beginning, we may simply be struggling to cope with life or to create a sense of belonging, taking a drink or ingesting a drug in order to numb ourselves, to feel better or to gain acceptance in a group. But the power of lust is so great that eventually we lose control and our addiction takes over. Indeed, lust has destroyed many people who thought they had it together, causing them to lose their businesses, their political positions, their families, their sanity, and even their lives. People naturally want access to higher levels of consciousness and intense experiences beyond the normal or the mundane. In contemporary society, where genuine love is a rarity, is it any wonder that so many of us seek artificial stimulation to fill the void? Genuine love can be intoxicating. A person in love is single-minded, determined, and sometimes a bit giddy. For example, immediately after talking to our beloved on the phone, we may find ourselves skipping and dancing, and if someone we care about does us a favor or pays us a compliment, our spirits are high. But when love is absent, we may seek intoxication by other means, such as alcohol, drugs, or sex.